Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
New time hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. There is a spot available in the war room. Not of the New England Patriots, of course, but in the 49ers war room with their entire staff. John Lynch, Shanahan, they auctioned off a truly unique experience, which was a package. It includes a spot inside the war room.
Is it like it's really the actual war room to where you're going to hear the heated discussions? Because I'm sure there's like a green war room where you kind of are in there, but you're really not. Like, say you really got to pull off a trade, would you be in on those speaker call, you know, blockbuster type trade deals? That's what I'd want to know.
Yes. That's exactly what they got.
It's Jim Louse's dream.
That is the question that we have asked. Powerball, Mega Millions, whatever, get up close to $1 billion. Yep. All right, you've got essentially unlimited resources to buy the one sports related thing you want.
Yacht.
Jim Louse has said, that's not
sporting true. Yacht. Yeah, it is.
No, it's
not. You can
not.
Fish off
no,
it.
Sure. No.
Yep.
For an experience or an item or something, Jim Louse has said he would buy his way into the Patriots war room on draft day.
So you can do
or
it.
Draft week.
With the 49ers, the cost is $22,000 per spot.
That's it.
With the money going.
Are you sure it's per spot?
Yes.
I thought it was $22,000 for two spots.
Nope. Per spot, I thought.
No, I thought it was per spot.
Story said per spot.
It didn't say per spot, but I read it in other places.
Two spot. I thought they auctioned off two for $22,000 each.
Yeah, you'd be able to bring somebody with you.
Oh, yeah, the way it reads.
11 grand?
The 49ers sold two spots in the room for $22,000. So maybe it's $11,000 each.
Because they also sold two spots for a private workout.
I'm going to get to that. Hang on. Hold your horses,
No, but it's
Jim.
Worded the same way. So I think it's two spots.
Okay.
Just when you get ahead there, yeah.
I think
it's two spots.
So you get in the room. And the visitors are expected to follow strict rules for the right to observe the 49ers general manager, coach, and others in action. Most importantly, they cannot disrupt the action, nor can they record or post anything on social media.
Be a wallflower.
They must be silent observers in the room.
Jim would be so quiet.
So you're in the room. You get in the room. They probably take your phone, was my guess.
Yeah, pat you down. Hands up, pat you down.
No, I mean, I don't think they're patting anybody down. They're saying, take your phone out. Leave your phone here.
Yeah.
Come on in. Shut your mouth. Don't speak. Have fun. Enjoy it. Thanks for the $22,000 that goes to the 49ers Foundation. And you get the real deal.
Do you think there would be a nice food spread with that?
I was going to say, a sandwich?
Yeah, you'd probably get a lunch in there somewhere.
Jim, would you bring cookies?
Do you think there's a big cookie tray with different kinds of cookies?
Jim, would you bring your oats
if it's
and
anything
your
like Gillette Stadium, they have various types of cookies on the tray.
I bet you he brings his own food.
You get cakes. But they didn't bring the cookies out later.
The cookie tray at Gillette.
Don't fill up on cake because the cookies come out later.
I found out where those cookies are from, by the way.
Oh, right.
They come from Montelio's Bakery.
Jesus, they're huge. Yeah.
So that's for all the media at Gillette Stadium.
And everywhere around Gillette Stadium are fully stocked Pepsi coolers. Everywhere.
Those come from Pepsi. The cookies come from Montelio's.
Oh, and I can tell you. Pepsi doesn't come from the bakery?
The cookie selection there is ridiculous.
So do you get all that?
I gained at least 5 pounds of football season.
Where's that Italian joint
just at? Based on cookies.
Where's the Italian bakery at?
Which one?
Montelio's.
There's one in Braintree. There's one in Quincy.
Nice.
I believe their headquarters are in Brockton now.
Oh.
But yes.
All right. Good to know.
Yeah.
22,000 for somebody like Jim. Jim might bite on that now. Jim may not even have to wait for the lottery.
So
if he could buy his way into the Patriots war room for 22 grand. Let's say you get to take a friend, Jim.
It's only 11.
You're going to split it. Would you do it for 11 grand?
It'd be pretty close. So my first thought, though, was that this is kind of a fix. And they have the number 2 pick in the draft. It's probably only one night, right? The first round? I would imagine it's only the first round.
Yeah, you don't want to be in there for
right?
You know what? I wouldn't even want to be in there for day two or three.
What day would you want if you could only go
one
day?
You have one pick in round one. You get all the trades in round two and three. Probably Friday night would probably
be. So Friday night would be your
fan,
night.
Friday night would be
all right,
the
so
night.
So Friday night would be your night is the night you would
but
go.
But I'm thinking if these guys are in there for round one, pick number two. They decided to auction this off after knowing that the Cardinals are taking Kyler Murray.
Okay.
And they're taking Nick Bosa. We already know who we're picking. We have one pick in the round.
Oh, you don't want, yeah.
Let's auction these seats off. Let them come in. It's all a formality. Kyler Murray goes off the board at one. Bosa goes off the board at two.
And the night is over.
The night's over. That's it.
But do you think they're not going to close up shop.
But then
though.
I looked into it.
No team does that.
They've done this in the past. This isn't the first year they've done it. They've auctioned these seats off in the past.
So there you go.
So I think it's a legit war room experience.
All right, here's my initial reaction. They're not charging enough. Whether
right.
it's $11,000 per seat or $22,000
per seat. Tells you how bad their team is.
Auction.
They may have put like a $20,000 reserve on it, and someone only went like $2,000 over.
Dude, I do that gala every
year.
There's
a specific
year.
Audience you know for this, though. There's a specific
okay.
audience for
specific
this.
Specific audience, but I don't think it's well publicized because if it were, I think they'd get a better number. And the fact that this is out there now, I bet they do a much bigger number next year.
Yeah, the team with the number three
this
pick would bid a lot more than
$22,000. This is the first time I've heard of it.
I mean, I do that gala every year with the team, and the
and
auction
you see
that
the
takes
money
place.
That they dole out for things.
This tells you how bad the 49ers are. It really does.
They're not good at doing the auctions.
No. This tells you the
what
gap,
did Jim Holtzman from Ace pay for the locker?
I'm not telling.
No, it's out there. Isn't the number out there?
Yeah, it's like 100 grand.
It's like 100 G's.
Yeah.
For a locker.
Yeah. Do you really even know it's the locker?
It's awesome. It's cool. You can go see it.
Jim from Ace Ticket?
Jim from Ace Ticket.
Our buddy Jim?
Yes, he bought Tom Brady's locker last year, and they put it at Ace Ticket, Kenmore Square. They built this case. You can go see it.
Like the mahogany? All that?
Yes, the mahogany. They took it out. They sold Brady's locker when they remodeled the locker room. Yeah. If you go over to Ace Ticket, they have the locker.
Unbelievable.
It's cool.
Sit your ace down.
And it all goes to the foundation. It's a great charitable cause. So win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
But 11 or 22, it's not enough. They did not get enough for the experience.
You know, the Bay Area, you know the money
Jim,
in the Bay Area?
If they told
especially,
you,
right, so, Valley, so, picture this,
can I ask you a question,
Jim? They got hosed. They have the number 2 pick in the draft. The Cardinals take Bosa number 1.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the auction for Kyler Murray starts at number 2.
Trey Garoppolo.
That's when you want to be in that room and hear all that stuff.
Oh, Trey Garoppolo.
All right,
Trey Garoppolo.
Jim, if they could get you on like a payment plan for an $11,000 seat where they finance you over like 5 years, would you do it?
This is
for the Patriots? Yes, absolutely.
He would. That doesn't even require hitting
the
lottery.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
And right.
That nobody
and
else has ever done.
What zero. Shoes would you wear?
They'll do it.
Would you wear your boots?
You know, like you're replacing your heating system in your house.
What would you
0%
wear
financing, 5 years, you pay it off.
0%, absolutely.
Yeah, 0%.
I would love to be
you
in just, your house
you're
the night
on an
before.
Installment plan to pay it off over a 5-year period. You would do it.
Would you shave your head the night before or the morning of?
Night before.
When'd you wear a hat? Let's get a check of the action update,
seriously,
guys.
I'd love to be in his house the night before with him and Lauren arguing what he's going to wear.
Not those black shoes, Jimmy.
Take those off.
I told you.
Put the dark jeans on.
You look like
the dark jeans or some. Put the
Frankenstein with issues.
Are you tucking your shirt in?
Speaking of Jimmy Garoppolo, there was a Jimmy Garoppolo prize in the auction as well. We'll tell you what it is next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Huh?
Red Sox opening day next week at Fenway Park. We will be at Lucky Strike.
Lucky you.
Right on Lansdowne, right behind the ballpark that day.
A lot
day.
Of space, man. It's awesome.
It's great. So if you're looking for a pregame spot,
yep,
I suggest you come see us.
Hell yeah.
Big, giant bar.
A lot of space, man.
Plenty of space there.
Yeah, roll the balls.
Get some food. Yep. You can bowl. You can Food's do whatever it is you want to do before the game.
Food is great. We'll be upstairs.
But most importantly, I enjoy a bar that has some breathing room.
Yeah.
Right?
Grandma,
it's nice. That's what I like about that spot.
Can't move my hands.
Even with a lot of people there, it doesn't feel too crowded.
Right.
So we'll see you there.
We'll be there.
All right?
Yep.
Next week.
Jim and I will be there early while doing our walk. Smelling those peppers. At like 9 a.m., peppers and onions on that outdoor sausage guy grill.
Mm-mm-mm.
Go for one right now. Had to mess one up, boy.
All right, so there was a Jimmy Garoppolo experience that you could also purchase.
Was Maz in on the bidding?
There was a package that included a training session with Jimmy Garoppolo and also a road trip with the team.
Okay. This should be good. This should be good, the price to travel with the team.
Travel with the team to a road game, trip with the team to a game, and a training session with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Say 30 grand for two for the road trip. 30 to 40 grand for two.
$29,000 is what it went for altogether.
That's about right.
29 grand.
That's both, though. That's both the workout and the trip.
You get a private workout with the quarterback, and you get to go travel with the team to a road game.
Private workout for that guy, if he's all that, and the way people talk about him, it should be minimum 50 for just that. They don't know what they're doing. Their marketing is terrible.
Yeah, it's not like there's a lot of money in Silicon Valley.
Right. I mean, they're in San Francisco.
In Bay Area.
It's like the most expensive real estate market in the country.
You can't even pay for a parking spot.
I mean, this isn't some small market. Right?
You have all of Palo Alto. Oh, my God. Yeah.
They're doing it wrong.
They sure are. Santa Clara.
They're doing it wrong. Okay.
They're doing the auction and then announcing what the things are.
My
not
favorite.
Making them public ahead of time. That's the problem.
Yeah. Mike in Hopkinton is upset with his team. He's a 49ers fan. Hi, Mike.
Mikey.
I've been a 49er fan my whole life. Thank God I moved out here where I have a real football team and real ownership to watch. Because since Uncle Eddie gave the team to his sister, who then gave it to her idiot son, the team is horrible. He is a moron.
And his family,
I lived through this in the 70s before Eddie bought the team when they were terrible and had a terrible owner. And I'm watching it all over again. And I hate to say it, but I don't think they're ever going to do anything until Jed York sells the team.
Well, I mean, that's a strong take.
Awesome.
Gone are the days of DeBartolo, Carl Peterson, and Carmen Policy. Back with Joe and all the good guys were there. Yeah, those days are long gone.
Oh, he hung up. I was going to say, so you don't enjoy the auction. You're not a fan.
So he probably was not one of the bidders. Do you think Maz was a bidder for the Garoppolo one? Maz being on that. He makes enough money in the afternoon.
So DeBartolo's sister is Denise. And her husband is John, right? And their son is Jed. So John and Denise, I think, are still technically the owners, but their son is running the team, Jed. Yeah, I'm not sure everybody realizes that the Eddie DeBartolo you know, gave it to someone else in his family.
He had some issues with the malls and the gambling and all that.
Yeah, he had some issues.
Even all that, though, if John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are that good, then they'll overcome all that stuff, and they'll be successful.
He should.
It shouldn't be on the owner. It shouldn't be on that. It should be on the GM and the coach. Yeah. Well, seems to be Teflon.
Yeah, you build it. You got all the money, and you got it around your franchise quarterback.
The owner is still responsible for whoever the GM and coach are. And you could make the case that if John Lynch fails, you're going to sit there and say, what the hell did you do? Why'd you hire John Lynch?
Guy was in
TV.
Had
zero experience.
Yeah, but Kyle Shanahan was supposed to be Sean McVay before anybody even knew about McVay.
Right. Okay.
He was supposed to be that guy.
I understand that.
Run the ball.
And they paid their quarterback $27 million a year.
But if the talent isn't good enough on the team that they assemble,
you found the guy.
That will go back to ownership by way of John Lynch. It just will. If there's coaching mistakes and there are things that are blatantly obvious coaching-wise, it will go right to the coach.
If the Raiders fell, though, is that Mark Davis's fault? Because you brought Gruden back and you got Mike Mayock out of the booth?
Yes. Yeah. That's ownership's fault.
If you're going to go, you got to do both. Yep. Both would be responsible. Yeah, it's your hire.
Considering that the owner there and Mark Davis had a, you know,
so that means Mike and Hopkinton's already decided he doesn't like Shanahan. He doesn't like Lynch. He's already up to that level.
Yeah, he's already decided those guys are
I don't think there's many people that are like that. I think Shanahan is well-liked out there.
I would say that Mike and Hopkinton should give it a little more time.
Yeah.
Give it a little more time. You might be surprised.
Yeah.
I wouldn't write them off just yet.
Shanahan's got his skinny jeans, his pullover, and his hat on backwards. He's Captain Cool Up.
But I also understand that he's been waiting a long time for his team to get good again. So factor that in. Chris and Holden on the Celtics today. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. I know we've been talking about the Patriots all day, but I want to touch upon Kyrie Irving.
Yep.
So I know it's been long said that the goal is right for Kyrie Anthony Davis to hold hands and skip down the meadow into the rainbow, and that's what we all want. However, trying to be devil's advocate, I think it's safe to say at this point he knows a lot of people in Boston, fans, players, even sports guys don't really like him at this point. And it seems pretty likely he's going to end up in the Knicks with Anthony Davis or something else like we're all thinking. So my question to you guys is, if he does leave, which it looks like he is going to leave, do we think Danny Ainge has a backup plan? And if not, what do you think that could be? Thanks, guys.
Okay, well, I think that his backup plan, number one, is to still try and get Anthony Davis.
God, if not get Zion Williamson. Oh, my God.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Of course not. He has no backup plan. You're all in on this, or it's almost like you're blowing it up, starting it over, building.
No, is there an obvious and clear backup plan? No, there's not.
No, there isn't.
Oh, we had a star player that we were, you know, years in the making of acquiring a player of his caliber.
Then you're back.
All of a sudden, walks out the door as a free agent. Yeah, that's sort of hard to recover from right there in the instant.
Oh, well, you got Baines.
And like right there
still
in that moment,
you still got Baines.
Yeah, you still got Baines. Yep. Yeah.
If that happens, do you think Ainge rips him publicly?
He should.
No, I don't.
No, he should.
I don't think so. You know why?
Because then you blow it.
That's only going to hurt you down the road with other guys in the league. I don't think that's an option. No.
And what so they have to do what they're doing right now and continue to do what they're doing right now, whether he badmouths the coach or badmouths anybody else.
Yes. Wow.
Remember when Steven said last week?
Unfortunately, that's just the state of affairs in the league.
We didn't really touch on it, but Steven said last week going into one of those games, forget which game, but everybody's available. We're at full health, something we haven't said in a while. All I know is Kyrie will be out there and four others. Like, he had to go out of his way to say, we're putting Kyrie. Like, again, you're separating and kissing more ass again with this guy. Like, this is going to end badly if this guy walks. Then you're stuck with Tatum, Brown, and you build it around them. You're back to 4 years ago. That's a fun team to watch. Like, we keep hearing. People like that. Standing O at the end of the year, right? Get the Let's Go Celtics chant at the end, too.
Yeah, so you definitely have that.
Last home game.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. It's good for the videos. You better pull this off, Dan.
So you like this team better?
I consider this team not done. I consider this part of the step.
Hashtag not done.
Well, a big part of the question for me is, is this team going to find itself?
This isn't final for Danny, right?
In a position where they make themselves more likable to everybody come playoff time.
Oh, hell.
Is that possible?
Yeah, you could do that. You could go on a run. Yeah. Yeah, fans like teams that go on runs. Yes. Yes. Teams that get hot. Look at the Patriots at the end of the year. We're sitting there, that again, after that Pittsburgh game, not feeling great. And then boom, win a playoff game and then win another. And then here we go again. It's crazy again. Yeah, people like hot teams when they get hot in the playoffs.
All right, Hardy has our headlines. We'll come back, and I want to get back to some Red Sox items, including who jacked it from the weekend, but also the big news of the day. That's Xander Bogaerts signing a contract extension with the Red Sox. More on that next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
What's up? All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
98.5, the Sports Hub presents Zolak and Bertrand's
Who Jacked It?
There's a shot. Line to right. Henninger back. It's gone. Marlin off the bench.
Who Jacked It?
I'm in the lead in Who Jacked It. That's right. In the lead. 3-1-1. The score, so.
We ever figure out what that like little hidden Easter egg Prince song
we
is?
We did. I think we're going to leave it alone, though.
Sure.
Track 8 from Controversy, if you're looking. Just look it up.
If you're looking to look that up. You're going to leave it alone, though. 3-1-1. I think it's better when we can do it day-to-day as opposed to like coming back from the weekend. I feel like we could more easily recap it.
We should play a little 3-11, 3-1-1.
Yeah, but then we'd have to play 3-11. So why would you want to do that?
I can't help but look at Zoe's team and see Brock Holt and then just wonder how few home runs he's going to have this year. That's all I keep looking at is Brock Holt.
It's on me. Totally forgot about Steve Pierce.
You know, and here's
like Steve Pierce. Like, great run at the end. Like, totally forgettable.
Well, here's what's going to suck about this contest, because Beadle had the first pick, and he got J.D. Martinez, which is the only reason why you have a 3-1 lead right now. It's the only reason why you're going to end up winning this thing.
Small. That's
because
that's
you had first pick. Yeah, you had first pick, and it's like,
Mookie all right. Hot.
I mean, I'm not giving up by any means, but he's going to – He's going to be picking it.
Get another pick until sixth overall.
And it doesn't matter.
I would have preferred the third pick.
I got the same number of home runs.
I would have preferred having number 3.
Wait till the weather.
Again, the teams are. We drafted teams. I have J.D. Martinez, Mitch Moreland, and Steve Pierce.
You're Brock Holt.
Mitch is going to like get a stress fracture in his foot. Something's going to happen. He'll be out for a while. So you're just going to be riding Martinez there for a while, pal.
No, if Moreland doesn't play, then Pierce will play first base more.
Right. Okay.
I totally forgot about
Hardy is Bogaerts, Devers, Jackie Bradley Jr.
Brock Holt is 0-2 in 2 games out of the 4-game season.
I'll predict right now I'm going to finish second.
He's a money player when it counts.
I'll make that prediction right now. And Zoe can say anything he wants about my team.
Zoe's team's the one that sucks.
Wait, we didn't talk about when we're ending this. Are we ending this at the end of the regular season or the end of the postseason? Because Zoe's talking about money players when it counts.
Postseason, I would
think. Regular season.
Oh,
it's regular season. Oh, okay. Numbers,
I'm willing to include the postseason if you want to include it.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how things look after, you know, 162.
Should probably pay now. Let's put it out there. I'm not going to see it.
Are we going to all pay up front and hold the money in escrow?
Yeah, we need to collect
like an interest bearing account.
Yes. Give it to the intern.
The intern will be gone.
I'll kill you. You take our money.
If you,
I'll hunt you down.
Where does he live?
We'll find it. He's down there in down in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's his last name?
Westerly. I don't even know his first name. Jesus, it's a kid that looks like from Carlito's Way.
So how are you going to find him exactly?
I'll call Jim.
He knows everybody in Rhode Island.
Yeah. URI.
Small state.
URI is a small school.
State. He knows a lot of people there.
We'll find your ass. You want me showing up on Route
3. Track him down no time.
I'll come down
Route
138.
You're from Rhode Island? You know Bob?
I'll get that Wendy's on the way down right off the exit. I'll get a chili, get a couple burgers, and I'll just walk around campus till I find you.
All right.
I'll go to a thing called Four Corners, whatever that is. The quads. Quadrants. Is that the name of it? Quad Angles?
That's the name of the magazine.
Yeah, I'll find it, pal. I got connections down there.
Meanwhile, Xander Bogart signed a 6-year contract extension, or has agreed to it. I don't know if the paperwork is official, but he has agreed to a 6-year deal with the Red Sox.
John Heyman said he passed his physical. So it's official now. Even though the season's already started, he's playing.
Oh, good.
Yeah, thanks, John.
So John Heyman has reported Xander Bogart's passed the physical and his $132 million 7-year deal, which I don't understand why it's being reported that way. Nothing changes this year. Why you make it a 7-132 instead of 6-120?
Does it have to do a luxury tax?
And then he writes, no, it doesn't. Yeah. You can't rip him up.
Okay.
120, the new money guaranteed. Press conference scheduled for today in Oakland.
Press conference.
Oh. Yeah, they'll put him up on the podium.
Yeah. They put all his teammates up there like OBJs?
Probably not. So Xander Bogaerts gets a contract extension, which, putting it in context of what the Red Sox have done this offseason, I look at the Chris Sale deal differently. Chris Sale to me is a risky deal. And the part about the Sale deal that worried me was that the Sale money was going to prevent the Red Sox from keeping Xander Bogaerts. Not true. I don't look at it that way anymore. I look at it as, wow, they signed both. You got the cake and you got to eat it.
See, there was some perception, too, that this guy could walk at the end of the year. And then also you got Betts, who really wants to hit free agency. And could you imagine, you know, 3 years from now not having either of these players?
He is a Scott Boras client. Yeah. Most of those guys go to the market.
CBA.
Which means thinking that he may walk was a real possibility. Instead, he signs what I think is a team-friendly deal. There is an opt-out after 2022. There's also an additional vesting option in the deal.
You say it's a good deal, too, because of the AAV. Like, you put it at 20. That's considering what some of these players are making today.
I think it's a good deal.
It's a good deal for this kid.
I think it's a good deal, and I think if you look at some of the other free agent contracts, he could have gotten more going to the market. I think there's also concern from some players the way top guys have taken so long to get paid, if you look at this past offseason. But this, to me, is a good move. Good move. It also means the Red Sox are adding another big money player to the roster going forward.
Yeah, it keeps our core together, too, sort of.
For now.
You've got Benintendi. You've got Betts for two more. Yeah, you, like you said, you've locked up Sale. Price is here. Evaldi's here.
Let's play this out into the offseason.
Martinez is here.
Let's play it out. Let's say that J.D. Martinez opts out.
Mm-hmm.
He opts out, and you're looking at a team that has Betts 1 year away from free agency and J.D. Martinez opting out. Do I have to make a decision on one of those two players?
Haven't you sort of already made that? Like, you'd say, yeah, well, you want to retain Betts? You want to do a big deal with Betts?
I mean, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Is that what they're going to want?
Yeah. That's what Dombrowski would want, sure. Well, what if that's his type of deal.
Well, what if you're trying to plan for the future and you don't want to let J.D. Martinez walk out the door? And by the way, Xander Bogaerts getting locked up now does significant damage to next offseason's free agent class in baseball. It is slim pickings on the free agent market next offseason. Slim.
So be smart to opt out.
There's not a ton of talent there. J.D. Martinez will be smart to opt out because I think there's going to be money on the market. I mean, there's just
There's not a lot of quality players hitting
free agency in 2020.
And he should probably, you know, get what Goldschmidt got or maybe a little bit more.
So if he goes to market and you've got a plan for the next, let's say, 4 or 5 years, when you're talking to J.D. Martinez, if you want to bring him back, if you do, if that's what they want.
Who's your power hitter then? If you don't have him, then you got to go out and sign somebody else.
Yeah.
That's what Dombrowski does.
Well, in terms of looking at power on this team, number two was Betts.
Yeah.
Do you want to, you know, sign JD back on big money? Do you want to make another run at Mookie Betts? If Mookie doesn't want to at all talk about it, he's still dead set on hitting the market. What do? You let JD Martinez walk without a long-term plan for where that power in that lineup is coming from? You might have to pick between the two. Less than a year from now, you may have to pick. Do you want JD Martinez or Mookie Betts on your team?
Betts. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, for me it is. For you it is.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
I don't think that opinion is shared by all.
It almost feels like JD Martinez is borrowed. Like, hey, we're using you. You know, thank you. Thanks for your help.
But not only that, though. What if it's not a matter of what you want? It's a matter of what you can plan for.
Right.
J.D. Martinez is eager to re-sign with the Red Sox, but he wants more money. Versus Mookie Betts, who says, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to the market. And you're saying, well, I don't want to be left at the altar with no one.
I don't want to be left at both. Right, right. Yep.
I don't want to miss out on both. Yeah. I have to, you know, for, I just invested in Chris Sale. I just invested in Xander Bogaerts. Again, if you're Dave Dombrowski or John Henry, I've got money locked up in Sale. I've got money locked up in Bogaerts and David Price. And you start looking at the team and you say, what am I going to do? Let one of these guys leave? I can't. All of a sudden, I've got so much invested into this team. I can't let talent walk out the door. I've got to try and keep this sort of veteran group together. You can't leave yourself exposed to having 0 of 2. You've got to make sure you keep at least one. And so I think that this may come down to making your choice between those two guys. And it's probably going to happen next offseason. Which, if you're picking JD Martinez and you want to sign him back after a potential opt-out, do you trade Mookie Betts because you know you're not keeping him?
Well, that's how you restart. That's where you're really going to.
Do you just keep him for the year and say, hey, we're keeping this group together. We're going to take another run at a World Series title, and we'll deal with the consequences on the other side. That could be a real option because what's a guy worth for 1 year? I mean, yeah, he's worth something, but you're not going to make a godfather, you know, offer for Mookie Betts for one season. Another team knowing that he's going to hit the market. If he's going to hit the market with the Red Sox, any team he gets traded to, he's going to hit the market too.
Right.
So I don't think it's going to all of a sudden net, you know, 5 premier type of prospects to restock your farm system. And not that's not going to happen.
No, and I don't think people around here are happy with that. You know, now you're conditioned to the type of player that Betts is, and you want to keep that type of superstar. You don't want and I know you need to do that in baseball. You need to have some sort of a farm system, but, you know, the patience level here, if you let a player like that go and you try and, you know, exchange that for picks or players, you know, players that you really don't know about, that's a tough thing to sell here.
Ah, I knew we were not alone. We were not, as a fan base, in unison on the take over Mookie versus JD. I see a caller on the line who wants JD over Mookie. If it came down to the two, I'm telling you. And you know what? I think there's a logical argument to be made the other way. I would keep Mookie Betts at all costs. But we'll get to your calls, 617-779-0985. We'll get to that coming up. More of your calls on everything, including the Celtics as well. So don't go anywhere. And also, what were you watching yesterday in that 4 o'clock window? Duke versus Michigan State? Or were you watching the Red Sox game? I'll fill you in on the TV numbers next as well.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
All right. Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
So you may have heard these spots on the station for Freedom Boat Club. Zo's a big, big member now.
It's pretty cool.
Big deal over there.
You got 12 different locations throughout Massachusetts.
We just can't stop talking about the fishing trip we're going to go on as a show.
Ahoy!
Show fishing trip.
You bring the bait? Or do you bring the drinks? Bring your hat for your
12
head
locations.
So you can I wear my hat?
12 locations. We're a lot of different places we can get a boat.
Jim, I go fast. You can't wear the hat front way because, boom, that thing goes right off.
Hills Brothers can of worms.
You get the ones at night crawlers.
Buster wants to fish.
617-779-0985. We're going to jump back to your calls Yesterday afternoon, TV ratings. Red Sox, surprisingly, because the Red Sox do so well on TV, I'm a little bit surprised that Duke, Michigan State did a better number.
You are?
A little bit.
Considering what the leading game was, it went to overtime, and the fact you had Zion Williamson
here's what I would
playing
like
against
to know.
His,
so
and his own coach.
And here's why you should be surprised, Beto, and you're right. Opening series of the season and a watchable game time-wise. Wasn't a weekday.
Right.
Wasn't late on a Friday night.
4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon when it was raining in Boston.
Nothing else going on. 4 o'clock Sunday. Nothing else going on in terms of you don't have to be at work. You don't have to be asleep. Now you can watch the Red Sox.
If they opened at home, I bet you they would have won the Sunday. I bet you if it was a home series, I think there would have been more.
I think there's something to that.
There would have been more buzz. There's more buzz around
the team. Yeah, when they're here and they're, yeah, there's something.
This is a weird, weird opening day.
All right. So in the 2 hours they were head to head, the Sox did a 5-2 and the Duke Michigan State game did a 7-1.
Part of it is Michigan State is now America's team.
And, how about that?
Yeah. They pretty much
he's so cruel to all those kids. You know, you'd think people would ban watching Michigan State.
America
loves
that.
So offended.
Americans love that.
Yeah, PC America now. You can't yell at anybody.
I'm a little surprised that despite, again, I know everyone says, well, you know, who watches baseball religiously like that anymore? I get it. No one does.
How has the baseball been for the Red Sox? For the people who did watch the first three games leading up until yesterday.
Sort of crappy. Even the game they won on Friday wasn't a great game.
So that's part of it, too. What am I going to watch? Am I going to watch a compelling game between what is allegedly, supposedly, the best team in the tournament and America's team?
Yeah.
Or am I going to watch a baseball team that have already lost two of the first three and haven't looked very good in any of them?
Can I give you something else? If this game was played a week from now, I think people were more in tune a week from now with the Red Sox.
Oh, God, yes.
There's something to do with the calendar when you get through the first week of April that people are now more in tune.
Absolutely.
With what's happening with the baseball team. I think people forget that the season even started.
This would be great if like your season was shortened and you started mid-April.
It's not part of your routine yet.
There. It isn't. It really isn't. And like me, I tuned into the Red Sox right after the end of the Duke game. I couldn't turn from the Duke game. Couldn't turn from
it. Who could?
Now, imagine coming off that ending, the way that game ended, and then you sit there and you listen to Eckhammer, their pitcher that can't find a strike zone, which takes 45 seconds in between each pitch. And the pace of the way that game ended and how the Red Sox get back into it with the walks. I mean, there was no excitement at the end of that game. That was a tough watch. I don't know how people watch that for 4 hours yesterday. Now, you brought up something earlier about the men 25-54. The numbers are even more disparaging.
It's not good.
No.
It's a landslide win. 7-2.
That's our audience.
That's more than double.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, our target audience and the type of people that had fill out brackets and if you maybe have stake in it and maybe you're gambling, maybe you got something on the game. It's March Madness, too.
Well, it's a little, and it's a little like the AFC Championship game this last year, where people thought of that as the de facto real championship for the league this year. I think most people realize whoever won that Duke Michigan State game was going to end up winning the whole thing. So let's watch this. Let's watch the two best teams.
You should have heard Wallach this morning, like Mr. Basketball. He's like, Virginia's by far the best team in this tournament.
Wait, that's all of a sudden guaranteed that was the national championship game?
I think a lot of people feel that. I'll
tell you what it was.
There's a lot to play for still, Beetle. A lot can happen. But I think as people have embraced the Spartans as America's team,
great.
They've also come to realize that Duke and Michigan State was probably the best matchup.
Now, if you could take your Michigan State
great story
sweatshirt
that Michigan
off
State
second,
Athletic Department.
Yeah. I mean, that's
great
real feel,
story that Michigan State Athletic
feel good
Department.
Story, Michigan State. You really, really get behind that school and that institution.
I'm a team already here. What's the matter with these people?
I mean, I think American values when I think about Michigan State and their and yep. everything that they've
Le'Veon Bell ran there.
Oh my God,
it's tough to support. I understand it's they don't make it easy.
You know where I thought they
it's
were
not
doing?
The players' fault. I enjoy the hell out of their players on that roster.
And by the way, lest anyone decides to pile on Izzo again, Izzo never defended Larry Nassar. Izzo never defended what happened. He went to the university president. And by the way, how is Izzo supposed to know what's going on with someone who's training the women's gymnastic team? Having said all that, and I said this from the start and I said from the beginning, if they wanted to give the death penalty and get, you know, every Michigan State athletic program out of any kind of postseason consideration and ban him from all tournaments and bowl games and everything else for what that one guy did with one section of the athletic department, I would have been fine with it. Absolutely. It is incomprehensible how that was allowed to go on and how it was handled within certain sections of the university. But to somehow say you shouldn't root for, you know,
it's
Cassius Winston because of it.
Right.
I don't make that connection.
It's that kid's not responsible for that. And this is why, like, I would defend Penn State.
I didn't really want to discuss this, but
no.
If you really want to do it,
you can. Sure.
The one thing that he's never really answered for, and this is where he got into the Tisha Thompson from ESPN went to question him on, and he wouldn't answer the damn questions because he was a coward about it. But it was, why is it that he always talks about, who was the guy? Walton. Travis Walton? Damn it. Hold on. Wasn't prepared to talk about this. Travis Walton.
He was the guy, that eye in the sky.
Who was on his staff, right? And Izzo continued to talk about, yes, Travis Walton. Travis Walton on his staff was charged with going into a bar at Michigan State and punching a female student in the face, and he stayed on the staff. And people wanted to know why, and Izzo wouldn't answer for it. Face criminal charges for it. Yes. He was a player. Sorry.
Yeah.
Let me see. Former assistant. Yeah, former assistant Travis Walton. As a player, he had gone into a bar and punched a female in the face. He stayed on the staff, and then he was an assistant on the staff.
Sounds like Florida football. UF football.
Yeah. Here's the other part. I knew there was more to this story. Walton's name had come up in an investigation about a gang rape, and then all of a sudden he disappeared from the staff. And no one wanted an answer as to why he disappeared off the staff. So, again, there's more sordid details. There's so many layers to the Michigan State Athletic Department story that, yeah, we'd have to spend four shows getting through all that.
But from a lighter standpoint,
Jim brought it up.
Way to go, Jim.
Yeah, sorry.
From a lighter standpoint, yesterday I thought Michigan State was doomed at the end when they took the camera and they went right to Magic and he's standing up. Come on now to rally. I said, oh God, it's a kiss of death. I don't know, who's going to win this game? I don't know. Let me get out my Magic 8-ball and shake it. See what the answer's going to be. Maybe yes.
Yeah.
That guy. Hey, he still looks good. He really does.
I'm curious to see how the Final Four is going to be at that stadium in Minnesota with the glass roof.
Hold on.
Well, I had a couple of buddies yesterday.
I got confused. I thought it was in
Buffalo. You keep saying Buffalo. It's in Minneapolis.
No, I know that. I thought it was going to be at the arena where we went to St. Paul for media night.
No, it's at the big stadium.
Jesus
Christ. Here's the ESPN.
Now
you got me down this rabbit hole, Jim. Damn it.
Jesus.
Oh, Hardy
Jim.
Was selling the virtues of Michigan State. I had to chime
in.
The
30-year-old Walton had an assault and battery case. That's where he punched the girl in the face in the bar, which was reduced in court to a littering fine. ESPN interviewed the alleged victim, Ashley Thompson. The alleged incident occurred in East Lansing, January 16th, 2010, and the plea agreement was reached April 21st of that year. That same month, according to ESPN Outside the Lines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.